This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Again, friends, we got much to cover over the next hour. In just one segment, friends, we're going to have with us a former Minuteman from Arizona, Ron Branstner. Before we do that, I need to kind of bring you back and recollect a couple things that have taken place years back in the United States and what's been going on in the past and in the present, even much more so now today in this country. Before I get there, I do want to tell you that during the last segment, I am going to get to this, at least in part. Imagine with me, if you will, what America could be like. Now, I want you to listen to the quote by John Adams before I play this audio, okay? John Adams said, dated February 22nd, 1756, he said, "Suppose a nation in some distant region should take the Bible for their only law book, and every member should regulate his conduct by the precepts there exhibited. Every member would be obliged in conscience to temperance, frugality, and industry, to justice, kindness, and charity towards his fellow men, and to piety, love, and reverence towards Almighty God." He said, "What a utopia! What a paradise would this region be," said John Adams, the second president of the United States of America. We're going to talk about that during the last segment. And, of course, before we get to that, friends, I'm going to tee this up for Ron Branstner, which will be jumping on with me in just a couple minutes here. This is a flashback on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Computer programmer testifies that he rigged voting machines. Folks, he told on himself. I don't think anybody in this country can attest to the fact that they don't know who the bad guys are in this country. The problem is everybody knows who the bad guys are, but nobody deals with the bad guys, as if to suggest the DOJ and the FBI and these other agencies that have been created to protect the big guys from the little guys. It's not the other way around, friends, just so you know. It's not them being put into position to protect us from the big guys. No, they're there protecting special interest groups against the little guys that may think they're getting a little bit too big in the britches, and they need to come in and put the hammer down on anybody who would do that. Well, we're not the type on this radio show, as you well know, that asks the devil for permission to obey God. So with that said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring you over to a blast from the past that people need to be aware of concerning this voting season. Now that we're past it, I still want you to recollect. Clinton Eugene Clint Curtis was an American attorney, a computer programmer, and an ex-employee of NASA and ExxonMobil. He told the world in open testimony that voting machines are not only hackable to determine an election, but that he designed the program to do it in 2000. the year 2000. Curtis's testimony came in 2006 before the U.S. House Judiciary members in Ohio. In 100, Curtis was hired, he was hired by Tom Feeney to build software that would rig an election using electronic voter machines. And according to Curtis, the one that designed the program, he could rig the machine in such a way to determine a 51-49 split in favor of the person that he wanted to win. Now, many people are trying to figure out what's going on in the United States of America. What just happened? Friends, we're still trying to figure out what happened concerning Keith Ellison and Tim Walz and Ilhan Omar. Folks, we have major voter fraud going on here in the state of Minnesota, and rest assured, it's happening on a nationwide basis today. That should explain it. And keep in mind, you're getting your polling facts, friends, from the same media that 94% of you declare that you don't trust. So do the math. This is Clint Eugene, again, telling on himself in an open testimony. Listen to this carefully.
Curtis, would you please state your full name for the record?
My name is Clinton Eugene Curtis.
And where do you reside?
Tallahassee, Florida.
And what is your profession?
I'm a computer programmer.
Would you please speak into the microphone so the audience can hear your testimony?
I'm a computer programmer.
Mr. Curtis, are there programs that can be used to secretly fix elections?
Yes.
How do you know that to be the case?
Because in October of 2000, I wrote a prototype for President Congressman Tom Feeney at the company I work for in Oviedo, Florida, that did just that.
And when you say did just that, it would rig an election?
It would flip the vote 51-49 to whoever you wanted it to go to and whichever race you wanted to win.
And would that program that you designed be something that elections officials that might be on county boards of elections could detect?
They'd never see it.
Mr. Would you answer that question once again?
They would never see it.
So how would such a program, a secret program that fixes the election, how could it be detected?
You would have to view it either in the source code, or you'd have to have a receipt and then count the hard paper against the actual vote total. Other than that, you won't see it.
All right, Mr. Curtis, if you had been asked, you or others with your professional expertise had been asked to design a protective program that would protect the Ohio elections from against such software to fix the election, could you have done so?
If we've been asked to make a program that could fix the election, sure, anybody can do it.
No, could you have designed a program or a procedure or a protocol that would have protected Ohio against this kind of rigging?
No, you have to look at the source code. You have to get probably programmers from both or all parties to look at the source code and determine if there's anything in there that shouldn't be there. I mean, it's a simple program. You're adding one to a person's total. It's 100 lines of code tops.
Are you aware of whether there was any protective action in Ohio against this kind of vote rigging through software?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
You were not asked to assist in the development of any protective system, is that correct?
No, I was not.
In Europe, have you reviewed at all the election results in Ohio?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Given the availability of such vote rigging software and the testimony that has been given under oath of substantial statistical anomalies and gross differences between exit polling data and the actual tabulated results, do you have an opinion whether or not the Ohio election, presidential election, was hacked?
Yes, I would say it was. I mean, if you have exit polling data that is significantly off from the vote, then it's probably hacked.
Okay, so he just told on himself for you, friends. If you'd like to check that video out and that article, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Computer programmer testifies that he rigged voting machines. Written by senior editor of SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Tim Brown. Do check it out. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Ron Branster on the other side.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check out those pages, friends. By the way, I also want to let you know, too, we have some brand new t-shirts here. And these things, you guys have been ordering them daily, and we appreciate it. Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God, Romans 12:21. And as well, we also have a brand new t-shirt. Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. And it is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves, William Pitt the Younger. With that said, they are available on sonsoflibertymedia.com or sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to the store. Check it out. Also, check out membership. That's how people support the ministry. We need your support, especially in November, December. It's very hard for ministries all across the boards because of, obviously, Thanksgiving and Christmas. With that said, also jump over to YouTube, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, couple hundred videos. Got a brand new one going up today as well. Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media, gives you not only the problem, but shows you the answer if you want to bring about the result, because you are the law. We are the government in this country, America. As well, if you'd like to call, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Period. We follow the Christ. Just so you know, John 14:6. Without further ado, I had a conversation with a friend who introduced me to a friend while I was doing an event actually in Wisconsin. And Ron's name was brought up here. And someone said to me when we were speaking in Wisconsin, you need to know this guy. So I actually called you, Ron. As a matter of fact, we got Ron Branston, former Minuteman from Arizona, and with us right now. And With that said, I'm really glad I brought him on, because at first I wasn't sure what to expect, and then after we did our first interview, which is just last week, I called Ron and I said, this is like one of the best interviews I ever did, because this guy's, he's quick, he's smart, he's witty. And I'm not trying to give him accolade, but folks, give honor to whom honor is due, and this is one of those situations. Now, with that said, after I became acquainted with Ron during our radio interview, we were talking about what was going on in the election cycle. Well, that was just like pushing a button, friends, because all of a sudden here he goes on this topic as well. And I started to identify to him what I shared with you, the listener, on the radio yesterday. He said, Bradley, I did the exact same thing. So with that said, I want Ron, if you don't mind, welcome to the show first and foremost. I want you to go ahead and recollect the conversation that we had yesterday before the show concerning Keith Ellison and the election and the disproportionate numbers and possible voting fraud taking place in Minnesota, if you would.
Okay, first off, I just want to thank you for inviting me on your show.
Absolutely.
We what happened on this last election, you were talking about voter fraud, and so I actually had to go inside the brain and look at the stats of where we were as far as voting in Minnesota, and what I came up was quite alarming, and I just want to share with you some facts. In Minnesota, we have a population of approximately about $5.3 million in Minnesota from the 2010 census, and out of that census, we have to look at how many people voted in this past election. Well, overall in the state of Minnesota, we got about 2.6 million people across the state that voted. And what was alarming is if you look at the population in Minnesota compared to what was voting, a large turnout, according to the stats, came out. But if you look at the top two to the top four counties in Minnesota, which would be Hennepin and Ramsey, just those two alone out of 2.6 million, those two alone had close to 900,000 voters that came out of just those two. Now, if you take two counties out of 87 counties, and they out of 2.6 million voters, and they tally up to 900,000, and they are voting at an alarming rate of 73% to 74% for candidates of their choice of the Democratic Party. Folks, this is so alarming, because the rest of the state was averaged somewhere between 48% and 52% across the state. So two counties were, let alone, had almost half the votes in the state and 900,000 votes out of 2.6 million. Now, if we take the top four counties in the states, which is Ramsey, Hennepin, Dakota, and Washington, they have close to almost half of the voting population. They're about 1.2 million in the state out of 2.6. And then if you include Scott County, now you're talking, they're all averaging, the first four are averaging about 60, 73, 74, and 61%, where the state itself averaged around 48 to 52%. Now, what is it about Minneapolis, St. Paul, that was so different than the rest of the state? Well, if you look at the outstate compared to the inner city, if you look at just the congressional votes, they were averaged somewhere around 52% also. So if you look at the state as a whole, even at the congressional offices, other than Omar, she was at 78%. The rest of the state is at 52. Omar, a Muslim out of District 5, is at 78%. She's right up there with Klobuchar and some of the Democratic Party. How is it that a 2.6 population is out being outsourced by Minneapolis, St. Paul, is dominating 85 counties? There's 87, and 85 counties are being dictated by two counties in Minneapolis. They control this. By the way, if you look at the election of 2016, these almost same numbers were identical to 2016. So Minneapolis, St. Paul, and their immorality, and I'll say that the way it is, their immorality, their non-Christian values are taking over the state, and they're dictating to these smaller communities how we should live, how we should, from our water supplies to how we should, our roads, our taxes, they are dictating inner city ideas and bringing them out there to the rural communities. Nobody, I don't care what is said, nobody's telling me that 78% of the votes are going to one individual or two or whatever of the Democratic Party, and then you spread that out throughout 85 other counties and you're at 52, something doesn't look right here, folks. And I think we ought to look at this. We ought to look at Andy Selig and the voter fraud, because if you look at the stats, they don't add up across the board. Minnesota and the rural communities are being taken advantage of. Sodom and Gomorrah, if you want to look at it, because we've got an ideology in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Look at their city council. Look at their mayor. Look at the makeup of what these people are.
That's right.
If you look at that, then you can judge what you are being dictated out here in Minnesota. And this is across the country. We're seeing this in California. I have a residence in California. I also have a residence in Florida. You're seeing this across the country, folks. They are taking you over, and Satan is at your door, and if you don't look at this, they're going to take you over, and they're going to do it through political correctness. They're going to do it through ideology, but they're working on you in the rural communities, and they're doing it right out of Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Now, what's interesting, this is, as he said, as Ron just said, friends, this is happening not just in Minnesota, but people are this is what spurred this on is I was watching the polling the other day between Wardlow and Ellison. And folks, nobody in their right mind that was alive during September 11, 2001 is going to vote in a terror-tied Muslim for the attorney general's position in the state of Minnesota, or someone that has a problem with his driver's records, where he had from 2006 to 2016, where he literally had 10 violations where his license was suspended. Nor would anybody in their right mind put an individual there that did not have a license to practice law as the top cop in the state of Minnesota. Nor would anybody with their right mind, all the while knowing that he had two different women come forth, just two friends, of people that know people that we know, where these allegations came out against Keith Ellison, which he could not deny, which there was film, and which should have been, by the way, distributed to the American people, because this, we wouldn't be talking about this right now. But when I called Ron the other day, I said, Ron, tell me who in their right mind's going to vote for this guy. I said, there's over between 100 and 120,000 Muslims. That's the support, and I want you to think about that, friends. It's the Muslims that he is depending upon. That's why he wants to bring 300% more of them into the state of Minnesota, because he wants to then run for, mark my words, governorship, and he wants the population, there's voting population, to continuously uphold him so he can get into the next position. We know that, folks, they are not advocating American law. We know by who's behind Keith Ellison that they are attempting to implement Sharia law, and this is how they're doing it, and they're doing it right through those that advocate sodomy. Friends, because again, as I've said, and I'll say it again, when you begin to advocate what God condemns, you rest assured the enemy's walking through the same door. We're talking with Ron Brantner, friends. We got him here in studio right now in the state of Minnesota, and we're trying to wake you up concerning what's going on in this country. And I'm going to highlight a little bit more, and I'm going to give it back over to Ron when we get back concerning our conversation that we had yesterday pre-radio. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9937.
You want to start getting it.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Less than 24 hours after a gunman opened fire inside a Thousand Oaks, California bar, killing at least 12 people, including a sheriff's sergeant, The city of Thousand Oaks will hold a community vigil, and Pepperdine University will hold a prayer service as well tonight. We're starting to hear many stories from people that were inside the bar and survived.
I was on the side area, you could say, of, like, the stage. And where I was looking was directly of where the guy walked in and started shooting. And, yeah, I can't believe I saw it with my own two eyes. Like, it just freaks me out.
A federal appeals court in San Francisco ruled against the Trump administration today, saying the government cannot immediately end the DACA program that gives undocumented immigrants a chance to live and work in the United States without threat of being deported. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Get ready for colder weather and take an extra 15% off. Give outerwear and boots for the family. Give Harry Potter sweatshirts and hoodies. And with an extra 15% off, a 6-quart Instant Pot is just $93.49. Plus, only at Kohl's, you get Kohl's cash to spend later. The more you give, the more Kohl's cash you get. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid November 7th through 15th with promo code KICKOFF15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your short list fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Again, if you'd like to call in, please do. We already got some calls coming in. Wrong phone number, sorry. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Let's make it quick, please. We only have 1 hour, and Ron is here to take your calls right now. With that said, pre-election day, everybody in the state of Minnesota was actually, this is my understanding, nobody in their right mind thought that Ellison was going to win, because he only had a small portion of people that were willing to see him be put in the position of the Attorney General, so he can go ahead and attack anybody that those people that are supporting him would have him attack. Furthermore, what's also interesting to note, friends, there's only 100 to 120,000 Muslims in the state of Minnesota, and he had over 1 million, he had 1.1 million voters. Now, here's the real question, okay, before everybody thinks that, you know, in Minnesota, you guys are just a bunch of idiots, why did you vote him in? You need to quit taking on the mind of the enemy, America. Because there is clearly voter fraud going on in this country all across the boards. Nobody in their right mind, we have been, folks, we were inundated for over 17 years as to who the enemies were, who was responsible for September 11th, okay? Everybody can agree to that. Who in their right mind is going to say, oh, okay, come on in and we'll have you go ahead and represent the people? when they run antithetical and direct contrast to who we are. Them in office, friends, concerning the Muslims that need to implement Sharia law, first and foremost, you need to understand, friends, that they are incompatible. And number one, it's not them that are under attack, it's you that are under attack. Pay attention to what's going on in your country. And the media is going hand in glove along with these people, handing your country over to those that mean to destroy America as you know it by putting you under a foreign power. Well, we're beginning to see that roll out all the more. And read Leviticus 26, verse 15 and 16 and 17 in Deuteronomy 28 when you get a moment as well. And you tell me where we're at today, America. Because if this rollout doesn't prove and manifest the very obvious, friends, I don't know how I can help you. Why are people so worried about Keith Ellison, Ron? Well, I'm curious. What are they so afraid of?
Well, first of all, you got to look at his background. I mean, his background. He was born a Christian, turned a devout Muslim. If you look at his history and his AFL-CIO connections along with Hamas, you have to look at where he comes from and what he believes. He was a radical Muslim when he was in his teenage year during the college, and then he went on to be a radical, in my opinion, a radical Muslim. He's been part of the Muslim Brotherhood. He's taken his hijj to Mecca, and many people don't know what Mecca is. Mecca is a direction of prayer where over 5 million Muslims go each year to pray to an empty altar, an empty idol, a false god. And most people don't know if inside this altar there is a black stone that they pray to, that if you touch it, which fell from the moon or fell from space, if you touch it, it was once white. If you touch it, it takes your sins away from you. Now, if you're a Christian, you know what took your sins away from you, which is the blood of Christ. Amen. Well, they don't believe in the blood of Christ. They believe that a black stone that fell from heaven will take your sins away from you. We also know that in the Bible, whatever fell from what star from fell from heaven was the devil himself. And anyway, so that's what they pray to. That's what he believes in. And that's just from a spiritual standpoint and what he believes in. But then again, you got to look at his connections to the Muslim Brotherhood, Hamas.
Yeah, but Ron, let's be objectionable here real quick. I mean, come on, he's here to uphold the U.S. Constitution and the enumerated laws. I mean, that's what he's been doing since he's been in District 5, right?
Well, there are three different things you could say. There are three different constitutions in the Islamic law that actually oversees the Constitution. One of them is, from a Somali standpoint, under the Articles of the Constitution, Article 8, Section 3 of the Somali Constitution, it states that where the Somali Constitution resides with you, even if you leave the Somali land of Somalia. So if they come to the United States, the Somali Constitution always reigns over the Constitution that you
And they'll
reside.
Tell you that.
Well, they will. Yeah. And it's written right in their own Constitution. Their Constitution reigns above ours. There's also the Muslim Brotherhood Constitution, which is their motto. It says that the Constitution of the Muslim Brotherhood is the jihad of war. That is right in their motto. So they have two constitutions, and they also have a third constitution, which is the Quran itself, that says that the Quran will rise above any constitution in foreign land. If you live in a foreign land, the land of where you are is the land of Dar al-Harb, which is the land of the enemy, until what? Until 4435 of the Quran, it states that once your numbers rise above the fray, you will then subjugate the infidel, and it will then be the land of Dar al-Islam, which is the land of Sharia.
Is that 25%? Is that number, once it grows to 25%, then all of a sudden they begin to radicalize? Because we're seeing it happen already without the numbers being that high.
Yeah, it actually is. There is no, I've never read that there's a projection of numbers.
Okay.
What they're doing is it's jihad, which is jihad of the womb. There's multiple different levels of jihad. Right now in Minnesota, they're called jihad of the womb. They're actually multiplying to get their numbers up. And then they will subjugate they will put in mayors, city councilmen. If you saw this in Michigan, you're starting to see it in Minnesota at the Congress and Keith Ellison. Once they get you into positions of power, then they will start subjugating the laws. And Keith Ellison is right smack dab in the middle of the laws. Because remember, Islam is 86% political and 14% Islam. It only has to do with their God, only 14% in all three books of the trilogy.
Huh. Well, we're in it right now. We got a phone call for you. David from San Francisco, welcome to the show. You got Ron Branchner. Thanks for calling in, my friend.
Yeah, I wanted to kind of chide your guest that, you know, you're talking about taxpayer dollars here, that we the people have the right to elect a representative, and the taxpayers supersede somebody's fears of religion. You know, so for you to claim this guy is like straight from Satan or whatever, that's unprovable. And if Keith Ellison's been accused of some crime and he's been convicted, that's one thing. If his charges are pending, he's innocent until proven guilty. But tax dollars spent on unprovable stuff, that's bad for a taxpayer. You know, so I don't really like my tax dollars being directed to things that can't be proven. Like he's straight from the devil, or but if you want to get into fighting Christianity against Islam, let's have fake Christianity, you know, have prove itself by having a jubilee. Are you familiar with jubilee?
Yes.
Well, I was hoping your guest would. Answer.
Oh, okay. No, no.
He doesn't know.
No.
About?
No, I want to stick to what you're saying here, though, David, and because I'm already loaded up for an answer on Keith Ellison, and it's not just Keith Ellison, it's across the boards as to what we're dealing with. I watched personally the Doug Wardlow and Keith Ellison debate, and keep in mind, too, and I'm not the victim here in any sense of the word, I'm just playing the man here for you, but Keith Ellison, not knowing Keith Ellison, has gone across the boards through the Daily Beast, even attacking me without ever asking me one question about anything. So, and when I'm dealing with a guy like Keith Ellison and knowing that he's a radical, we're only pointing out the things that he has done. We're not speculating. We're not, you know, trying to reach or overreach for something that's not there. We know the man by his fruit, and Matthew 7:16 tells us so. We see that he has no respect for the laws. We see that he's first and foremost a traitor to his God. He's committed treason against him.
That's an
No, it's not. He's a Muslim. He's a Muslim.
Somebody is a traitor to their God. And then the other thing is
he's got a
responsibility to taxpayers, and so he does not have a responsibility to be taking religion to his job. And as a taxpayer, I want to make sure that he's like safe. Let's deal with a religion that neither of us believe.
Well, let me ask you something to that. Dave, let me ask you something. Hang on a second. Dave, I got a question for you, though. When you go into the Capitol in the state of Minnesota, when you look at the preambles throughout the United States of America, when you go to the Arlington Cemetery, what do you see? You have, without God, we're in trouble. The nation that forgets God will be turned into hell, and that's why we're in trouble today. Why do those that represent we, the people, put their hand on the Christian Bible before they swear to uphold the enumerated laws found in the Constitution? And I can take that from A to Z. Why do we have Moses awaiting the divine commandments behind the Supreme Court justices just here in the state of Minnesota? And rest assured, you're going to find the same thing in your Capitol building. John Locke said, where the law ends, tyranny begins. The question what begs the question here, my friend, is which God? Which God are we talking about? Because when you were raised a Christian God in the greatest country in the world, and you turn on that Christian God, that's the very definition, and by the way, an exhibition of what a traitor is. And when I watched that debate between Doug Wardlow and Keith Ellison kept talking about how he wanted to circumvent and how he wanted to undermine the Constitution by implementing policies that are unconstitutional, therefore nugatory. Null and void. So I'm trying to figure out where, you know, we're not connecting here as far as the common sense level comes into play in this conversation.
It has to do with our tax dollars going to unprovable things. That's why I raised the idea of old God Atlas. That Atlas is supposed to be holding the world on his shoulders, and we don't want him to sneeze. We don't want Atlas to get jock itch. And so I don't want my tax dollars going to some powder to make sure that God or Atlas doesn't get jock itch and the earth shatter. So the idea that somebody is claiming that they're living by God's law and that God's law demands that we spend money that's top secret money let's have some top secret powder for Atlas to make sure.
I'm gonna hold you over, Dave, for this commercial break, and I'm gonna give you over to Ron, and Ron can respond accordingly. Can we hold you on for one more segment, Ron? Okay,
yes.
Folks. Bradley Dean, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, talking to Ron and Dave from San Francisco. We'll pick this up right on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Dan Pillow of TaxHelpOnline.com. You know, our Christian heritage is under attack from every direction, so it's never been more important for Christians to understand our heritage and the truth about American history. I can't think of a better place to get this important knowledge than from Bradley Dean. The Sons of Liberty radio show and SonsOfLiberty.com bring you the important lessons of history that the left is working to scrub out of existence.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if this social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Celebrity, we're talking with Dave from San Francisco and Ron Branstner, former Minuteman out of Arizona. I just want to interject one thing real quick here. I don't want anybody thinking or accusing me ever of talking about somebody behind their back. No, that's not me. That's not what we do. We always bring it to you firsthand experience. Okay? On several occasions, as a matter of fact, even when I was on The Patriot here in Minnesota, I had to call Congressman Ellison's office attempting to get him on the radio, and I didn't hear anything back. So it got to the point, Ron and Dave, where I just called him live on the radio, and I said, can I please speak to Keith Ellison? And of course, he was unavailable during that time, and I shared with him that we are on live radio right now. So he's the one that's been talking smack about Bradley Dean, but he won't get on the radio to confront me for what I wanted to hear from his mouth. So, no gossip. No, we're not playing that here. But I do want to just pause with that real quick and just throw that into the minds of my listeners. I don't play that. I don't like gossip. I'm not talking. I'm not backbiting. None of that stuff. We're talking about real issues here. With that said, David brought up to Ron concerning Jubilee, some issues with tax dollars being allocated for so on and so forth. If you can go ahead and aim that question back over to Ron and let Ron answer that question, Dave, that would be great.
Well, thanks, Bradley. And by the way, I'd sure like to hear, do you have an archive of those attempts to talk to Ellison?
I could probably dig them up. Yes, I could. I could probably dig them up.
You know, I've played reporter in my life, and gotcha questions are pretty much fun, but they can cause a lot of distress. And so, you know, you can have a PR agent for a politician get a little nervous about having gotcha questions. But, Rodney, the issue of Jubilee is something that Moses came up with. And as you know, Moses is as much a patriarch of Jews as Christians and of Muslims. And so all three, the Christians, the Muslims, and the Jews, are supposed to believe in Moses' law of Jubilee. And that is that every certain amount of time, I'll say.
Every 7 years.
Various people have tampered with the numbers, but the idea that you're supposed to cancel all debts, that money is a creation of humans, and humans came up with money, and the laws of God don't have to obey the laws of humans. Humans are supposed to obey the laws of nature and of God, and so money clearly doesn't. Money tries to bypass both of them. You know, so the idea of just canceling all debts and letting everybody start over. Now, we haven't had a Jubilee in 2,000 years. So the idea, if not longer, you know, Jesus was trying to get a Jubilee. Moses probably never got but a couple of regional ones. And so the idea that we have been born into generations of fake numbers, like the savings and loans crooks of the 1980s, the people in the 1990s were homeless because of the savings and loans crooks. The 2008 crash happened. Everybody knows there were crooked bankers, and we never got a Jubilee. So we have to cancel the debts to allow the criminals, make the criminals broke, is the point. Now, if you look at Jubilee...
I guess our Jubilee is our tax returns at the end of the year, right, Dave?
No, it's
because
not.
That's what it seems to be. Yeah.
It's not.
No, I'm being facetious, of course. I'm being facetious, but let's point the question at Ron because we got a limited time with Ron right now, Dave. Go ahead. Sure. What's the question that you want to ask Ron?
Well, if you wanted to test, you know, the congressman's authenticity, see if he can figure a way to make Jubilee happen. And then the other way to test his authenticity is whether he kisses up to the Saudi Arabians and the Wahhabists, or whether he actually is going to try to bring down that kingdom. Because I would think a true American would want to bring down a kingdom anyway, and especially a fake kingdom that was set up by the British to create this situation 100 years ago, or 70 years ago. To me, the Wahhabists and the Saudi Arabians were strike troops for the... you know, the kingdoms of the world, and they were just put in place to make sure that it'll bring down America eventually. That we would kiss up to getting cheap oil prices rather than to allow a guy getting chopped into pieces.
Ron just told me during the break, Dave, that he just met Keith Ellison, so why don't we take it from there and just kind of give us your personal testimony concerning your time with Keith Ellison.
Yeah, a couple of things to what you're saying. So first of all, I met Keith Ellison about 3 weeks ago. Actually, I met him about 8 years ago, and he tried to kick me out of a building when I was trying to confront him. But 3 weeks ago, I was in St. Cloud, and he walked into a restaurant. It was all Somalians, Muslims, and I walked in. I was the only... Christian in the room, and he stared me down, but he did ask me a question. But in his dialogue, and he was talking to the Islamic people, he said, "I want you to go back to Somalia, invest in Somalia. I want you because we're going to start bringing more and more Muslims over here as we possibly can to try to get them over to America." But what's really strange about his dialogue, he said, Somalia, he's been over there. Somalia is a beautiful place. It's being redesigned. They're really straightening out the world. But we want to get more refugees over to the United States. Now, how is that possible if these people can go back to their homeland when they're refugees, which you're not supposed to? He's telling them to buy property back there, but yet be dual citizens here. Yet, on the other hand, he's saying we need more refugees from Somalia. Why do we need refugees from Somalia when he said the property values are shooting through the roof?
Exactly.
So how is it that...
I can answer that right away. You realize the Somalians, in terms of, they're some of the poorest people in the world, yet they're in some of the highest quality land in the world. Like, if you go back to the study of Garden of Eden, that's either in Ethiopia or part of Somalia, which is very high quality topsoil, and the super rich of the world are trying to buy it up as quick as they can. And they don't care about how many people they drive off the farms. So your average Somalian is no radical terrorist. They're probably the poorest people in the world. And in terms of Middle Eastern culture, they're the last people that you would get advice from about Islam. These are people.
Yeah, but we're not saying that the land isn't prosperous and the land isn't fruitful. We're talking about, he's saying, we want more refugees over here, but we want to send more money back over to Somalia to be right now. The United States sends more money back to Somalia and those countries. We are the second leading GDP to Somalia right now. Minnesota has the largest population of Somalia outside of Somalia in the world. Our taxpayers are leaving here at rapid races. I mean, you think about this. Right now, we're leaving our taxpayer dollar out of the United States. $28 billion goes to Mexico. We're the second leading GDP to Mexico. $62 billion a year goes to South America every year. $586 billion goes out to the world every year. We are sending more money back to Somalia, and under Somalia Constitution, we are the land of Darul Harb. It says it right in their Constitution, right in the Quran, that we are the land of the enemy, and we must take their money and use it against them. It says it in their own Constitution, in their Quran, and the Quran, I study the Quran every single day. It is a war book. It is a war manual.
So is Scripture, though, in a righteous sense. And there's a difference between righteousness and wickedness. And we need to make distinction there. And the way that we do that is we look to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We look to our country. And by the way, Ron, I say this quite a bit. By the way, thank you for the call, Dave, from San Francisco. We got a short amount of time here. We got 1 minute left. It's interesting. If their God, this is just the best way to say it. If your God is God, then what are you doing over here in America? If it's so prosperous over there, Keith Ellison, then why don't you move over there? Why don't you represent the people over in Somalia? What are you doing here? You're teaching the people to come here, rob us of our wealth, and then to bring it back to their homeland? I mean, who do you work for? That's not an American representative. That's not a care for the America that we know.
Well, I think he is representing Somalia.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think he's just representing us. When I seen him in that restaurant, he was.
I don't see him representing us, is what I'm saying.
No, and he won't.
Yes.
Because when he put his hand on the Quran that day, and remember, there's no litmus test for when you're taking an oath for the Congress. You just raise your hand up and you take an oath. Why did he go into the back room and then take an oath on the Quran?
That's right.
Which states emphatically that the oath to Allah is an oath to fight against the infidel, to take them on, to kill them 9-5, 9-27, lay in wait, and besiege them at any moment. It says it right in their Holy Quran that if you're in the land of Darul Harb, you must subjugate them at will.
Well, here's the deal, friends. We got Ron Bransner, a former Minuteman out of Arizona, telling you what's going on in the state of Minnesota. We're covering voter fraud right now. I also wanted to add this to kind of put the nail in the coffin, per se, to prove and affirm the points that we're making right now. Did you know that the day before the elections, MSNBC puts voter count on the screen the night before the elections? I'll say that again. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. MSNBC puts voter count on the screen the night before the election. Maybe these people forgot to obey the law that they're to uphold when the Lord said, "Thou shalt not lie." Love you by what we do. See ya.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use.
Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.